Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Last week on the Mike O'Mara Show, some major controversy surrounding a major supporter of our show, Mr. Marcus Serta. A very, very deep supporter for a long time.
The Pharaoh of Fun.
The Pharaoh of Fun, mm-hmm. The guru of guffaws, a man, the New England nasty.
That's him.
Oh. The Vermont Valium. I don't know what to call it. He apparently asked for, while the month of January is our month to really, really try to
bonus push show up season.
Our bonus show subscriptions. And by the way, love some of the reviews I'm getting about it. We'll get to that in a bit. Anyway, Marcus Serta is someone that I guess contacted. Who was it? You, Rob Pony?
The allegation is this, if you don't mind, Mike.
The allegation.
Hey, everybody. Actually, it starts...
Oscar, will you be representing Mr. Serta today?
I will be representing Mr. Serta today. I will be the judge. Yes.
I will be the judge, which is a role I'm comfortable in. And Rob,
I'll be the bailiff
for the prosecution.
Okay.
No, you're not going to be the bailiff, pal. Sorry, I know that's what you want. Bailiff stands off to the corner with his cold and sits quietly by.
I'm
no,
a
you're
crooked
going to be
bailiff,
the prosecuting
though. Attorney. I'll be a prosecuting attorney. The basis of this is that
public attorney.
There has not been. One will be provided for you. The basis of this is there has not been, and the best public defender in town. There has not been an O'MaraCast since mid to late November.
My shot right, by the way, I just like to double check. Is my frame okay?
You look
beautiful.
Dynamite.
I really can't tell. Have I mentioned that before? I really don't have a way of telling.
Mike, we will tell you when it's wrong. It's great.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
So it came to our attention that O'MaraCast, the show he does, which recaps the shenanigans on this and all the other more broadcasting shows, has not posted in a long time. And as we were bandying that about...
What was the month that you estimated?
I believe it was November 22nd was the last show. And then,
wow. That's like right around the election.
And then Pony...
he's been inaugurated now. We have President Trump now. So the last time he did a show was back when he had the whole transition he hasn't posted
but
a show.
But he still has come down for the festivities because he was here for our holiday party.
Oh, that's right. He came down for the holiday party.
Yeah.
Did he come down for the live show?
Was he here?
He came down for the live show as well.
So that's two trips from Vermont to D.C. That's an effort.
Yes.
Yes.
And so, it was November 21st was the last time he posted. And no unplayed episodes since then. And so when we were discussing that when Pony brought in a very interesting fact. Pony.
Mr. Bloom.
Well, you know, this whole situation actually grew.
Hold on just a second. You know, I've got an idea. I really think it's only fair to bring this up, to recap this while Marcus is in the room. Because we have Marcus's number.
We should bring my client on.
He's standing by for the call and let him answer these charges.
But I do believe he should only speak when spoken to.
We'll see.
All right.
We'll see.
He's got
calling Marcus Serta, host of O'MaraCast, loyal P1 listener who has been with us a long time. Marcus?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Marcus. How are you? How are things in the great state of Vermont?
Things are good. Good weather and lots of sun today, so it should be a nice day. It's going to be a very busy work day today, but nice. And let me just say that reading the notes online, I'm sorry for the loss of Mr. Gavin.
Thank you.
Who had the first 15 seconds?
I think we all did.
Who had the first 15 seconds? Yeah, we're going to get to Tom.
Yeah,
we haven't.
Thank you for stealing our thunder.
That's our thing, Marcus.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Marcus, how come you haven't done a show since November 22nd? Not that you're in any way
21st,
beholding
Mike.
To me or
21st,
anybody else.
21st, Your Honor.
November 21st. Have you lost interest in doing them? I'm just kind of curious because you're not,
you're not in any way
required to do that.
No, it's not anything like that. It's been actually about scheduling and time and between the work that I do and the holidays and everything else, it's been very tough to find the time in order to do all the work that has to be done to put one together. So,
all right, hold on. Now, I'm just making some notes.
Yeah. Holiday season. Would you call it your busy season because of the baking?
It's my busy season because of all the advertising I run.
I see. Very good.
Your Honor, if you don't mind, I want to highlight that my client, A, was kind enough to come on the line today and be gracious in front of the court. B, that my client, in lieu of shows, has been giving the More Broadcasting Network promos at a higher level, a fresh promo almost every couple weeks. So it's
anything
not like
from the prosecuting attorney about that?
The promos have been dwindling at best, and also I'd like to remark that it's been 3 calendar weeks since the holiday season is over.
What do you have to say to that, Mr. Serta?
As I enter 2017, the work is not decreased, so my work schedule has actually gone up as we do our postmortems with all of the clients about their 2016 campaign.
Would you be open to this suggestion? Perhaps you should work smarter and not longer.
That's the prosecuting attorney, Mr. Rob Spiewak.
I would simply say this, that you are correct, and that is why I have hired a new employee in order to assist the efforts that are going on.
Are you speaking about an employee to assist the efforts of Omericast?
No, to assist the efforts of MC Media, my business.
MC Media.
And I would say that...
Hold on, wait, excuse me. The judge has to intervene here. That really doesn't answer my question.
Immaterial.
Is there anyone that perhaps would... I'll offer this to the entire listening audience. Is there anyone that would be interested in maybe, you know, helping Marcus out?
Objection.
No. Yes.
Objection.
Yeah. Overruled.
Yes. You can't overrule.
No, you can't. I'm the judge.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know
we were following Robert's rules of order. I thought it
what
was
What is the
of...
objection, counselor?
My objection is that Mr. Serta just said that he is brought on another employee for his media empire.
Yes, to help his business. I didn't hear anything about bringing on another employee to actually produce more content for America.
Inferring is that he will have more time to produce content.
He's implying it.
May I also say that I have spoken to 2 other fans, P1s of More Broadcasting.
Name them.
Who have offered up help.
Name them.
In order.
Name names.
At this particular time, I'm not sure that I want to put them on the line.
Client's not a rat.
Marcus, we have a witness that's coming forward here. We'd like to call to the stand Matt Ponyboy Bloom.
Hello.
Mr. Bloom, would you raise your right hand, please?
Yes, sir.
Do you swear to tell the whole truth, the entire truth, nothing but the truth to help you, God?
Pretty much.
Very good.
Pretty much.
Mr. Bloom, you mentioned that you had had an exchange with Mr. Serta a short time back. Would you please, what was the gist of that conversation?
Well, at the time, what I said was that Marcus had asked us for, or had asked me for a... bonus show account.
Complimentary.
Yes, but over the weekend I did some research and the situation grew some hair.
Oh.
Marcus, I owe you an apology. It was the previous administration that had been giving him the bonus show for free. He emailed me asking, hey, do you want me to buy the bonus show or are you going to give it to me this year? That's basically the gist of it.
Oh, so it was a passive aggressive email.
He could have sat back and gotten it anyway.
Yes.
But he chose to alert you. In that case, I will make a ruling that for calendar year 2017, I would like, if he is going to continue to do Omericast, which we're not sure about yet. It sounds like he's trying to farm it off to other people.
Right.
He will get the bonus show if he chooses to do Omericast.
Your Honor, my client, if you don't mind, may we approach the bench?
Yes, go ahead. Yes, please, come right over here.
Hey, sir, come with me. Sir.
Do I get to come up?
No, you stay on your side.
All right, I'll be on my wooden chair.
Hey, sir, do you still want to do the show?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Your Honor.
Yes?
My client would still Why did want you to
approach
do the show. The,
why did you approach the bench to talk to your client?
Excuse me, you're out of order. We're talking to the defense attorney.
My apologies.
Yes, thank you. My client would still like to do the show, and he would like the 2017 bonus package for free as well. Please.
Well, I mean, I think if he's doing the show, that's the least we,
the
can,
least we
can do
the
for
least
him.
We,
no, I object. The least
you
we could do
to,
would
what
be
is your...
my. The least we could do would be nothing.
Marcus, I don't hear you laughing.
I have more evidence, if you would like, Your Honor.
Sidebar with my client, please, Your Honor.
Better use of technology.
Hey,
terminology.
Sir, don't F this up, man. We're doing pretty good. We're ready, Your Honor.
What is your evidence, Marcus?
I would simply like to say that the request that was the conversation that I had with Mr. Ponyboy Bloom didn't happen this year or last year. It happened in 2015.
I had 2014.
Is that true, Ponyboy? Is that when you had the exchange with him?
It was. See, this was right after the previous administration.
Wait, no, just a second. Mr. Bloom, I was under the impression that this was like a conversation from a few weeks ago.
Some expert witness.
Well, I
what is the deal here? And now, Mr. Bloom, I'm going to hold you in contempt.
Okay. Nicotine is a drug you're addicted to, right, sir?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Nicotine
and
is
gin.
Rob, help me out here. 2014, did you have any idea? Let's get real.
What happened here is by omitting that detail, that's as bad as a lie.
Oh, I'm basically screwing this whole case up on purpose.
So you're going to jail. That's not Pony jail.
You're our Furman.
Then Marcus is completely off the hook.
No, he's not, because still he hasn't done a show since November 25th.
Yeah, Marcus, if you're not into it, let somebody else do it. Or don't do it at all.
Marcus said he's into it. We talked about this in court.
And also, if he is doing so well with his MC enterprises that he's hiring people, don't you think he could kick in $70 our way?
A year?
Yeah.
How dare you, Rob?
Just a thought. Just trying to think out loud.
That's your friend, Marcus.
What say you, Marcus?
If that's what you would like me to do, it is your business.
No. Passive aggressive. You hump.
Boo.
Passive aggressive does not work.
Boo.
No, you can have it, Marcus. You can have it, Marcus. It sounds like business is booming. You're incredibly busy. You're doing lots of wonderful things, and you're busy, busy, busy. So, I mean, am I busy? Am I right or wrong? Is business booming?
Oh, business is great. It really is. It really has taken off in the last year, and so I'm doing very well, and it's been great.
Well, more business, more shows. That's what we like here.
Nothing makes me happier than the fact you're doing well.
Thank you. I'm glad.
Hey, Marcus?
Yes?
Remember that time I defended you in court? I mean, you completely railroaded me, even though we had, like, nicotine addict totally Mark Furman you?
Yeah, I gave you the case.
You gave you the case.
With a ribbon on.
Yeah. And people still think you're the villain out of this?
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, buddy. Help your boy out.
Hey, you know what would be great? Hey,
I'm still pissed off that he stole our Tom Gavin thunder like within 4 minutes, which I probably should have said before we got him on.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I knew that would happen because it's a negative.
Can I approach the defense for a moment?
Yes.
The defense, I'm here.
Yeah, I know. What you should do is now at this point, have him make a statement.
Okay.
We're back, Your Honor.
Closing statement.
My client would like to make a closing statement against his defense's wishes.
Marcus, what do you have to say for yourself?
Your Honor, I would like to simply say this, that I have been honored to be doing Omericast for More Broadcasting for quite a while now, and I look forward to get back into the groove with more shows, and my target for this is the first week of February.
Woo!
Oh!
Big win. Big win. Let's get out of here, Marcus.
I'm not putting my hands together for that.
I'm clapping, Mike, because I'm a big fan of the word vague, and that's what that was. His target is the first week in February. That's very wishy-washy.
Well, if you would like the precise date, that would be February 6th.
And that is a target or a promise?
That is a promise.
All right. I look forward to it. I enjoy your podcasting.
Hold on. Let me just get out my calendar here.
Mike's getting out. I'm sorry. The judge is getting out his calendar.
Let me just.
Is it under your robe?
My client has another call he needs to get on.
Does he?
What's your client? Does he really?
No, I just want to shoo him off.
Where is he being?
Hold on. Before we let him go.
What's his next accusation?
Before we let him go, I want to just. Where the hell is my calendar?
We're due on the other side of town where they make the maple syrup.
Yeah.
Hey, how's the Senate run going?
Oh, that's right.
The preliminary work is being done as we speak. Conversations are being had with the right individuals so that the campaign can be put together.
Ha, vague.
Groundwork. It's important.
Marcus,
foundation.
Let me ask you this question as I look at the 2 week wait for the next America. Would you said you're in contact with people about doing Omericast or helping out or what did that mean? That was kind of vague. I don't need names, but I would like.
Could we have initials
in your mind? What you want? No, we don't need initials, Rob.
Okay.
I just want to get an idea. What you have somebody taking over, like doing it?
So I've had conversations with a couple of people about assisting with the program in order to make it a little bit easier. As you know, in the past, Courtney Calkins has actually covered the show.
No, I'm sorry. No, that is a no. No, 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 no.
I was only merely putting it up as an example.
Well, you can put it away as an example because I will not have it. Not under my name.
Any blacks or whites involved outside of Calkins?
Well, I live in Vermont. There's nothing but whites.
I'd say. Okay, just curious. You might want to think about getting another attorney.
Was I too quick with Courtney Calkins? Rob, you speak.
Calkins? No, no, no. I hissed before you shut him. I think he's a pain.
I've met Calkins a handful of times. I thought he was nice.
I'm not going to. I'm not going to call him a cancer. But I don't. I will say this: he's not the right man for the job.
And then why is that? Because
I believe that one of the few good traits that Marcus exhibits is he puts the material ahead of the host, and I think Courtney sometimes puts the host in front of the content, and that's
Marcus,
how the show
what
is
say
about.
You think Courtney Calkins has an agenda?
Oh, I think there's absolutely an agenda, but I think that agenda comes with just about anybody. You have to train them. You have to get them used to the process.
I don't know, Marcus.
You buy into the culture.
I never thought you were trainable. You came into the job perfectly.
How dare you?
That I think that was a compliment.
Sort of.
Marcus.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking it. I'm just going to take it, and I'm just going to be quietly walk away from it.
All right.
All right, Marcus. Thank you so much for
any other name you want us to destroy for you?
No, absolutely not. That's why I'm going to keep the rest of it to myself.
All right.
Appreciate it.
My best to Celine.
Thanks, man.
Marcus, I will get back to you. Marcus, before you go with your arrogant attitude today, I will. I'll get back to you as to whether we're going to continue to do Americast. I think that's the best thing. I'll think about it. You think about it, and we'll figure. We'll TBD.
Can you give him? Do you think you can give him an answer by February 5th?
I think I'd give him an answer by the end of tomorrow's show.
Excellent.
I mean, nice front sell.
Because it sounds like it might be too much for you.
Yeah, we don't want you to overextend yourself.
Understood.
Thank you, sir.
So, I mean, that's a yes, right?
No. You're making him break up with you. Relax. If you want to break up with him, you break up with him.
Stop for a second.
Hey.
Business school. I've done this. I did this when you were 12 years old. Marcus, so what's the real deal? Do you want to do the show or not? Is it too much? Do you really want to do the show? You don't sound, buddy. You don't really. We're trying to have a little lighthearted,
maybe
little
he's in his
kangaroo
office.
Court,
you
and
office?
You're just going bad, 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 bad like that. You sound very like down today.
Mm.
No. It's just a matter of I've already been up for 2 hours working on many things. I'm trying to be the straight guy here and not be the funny guy.
Yeah, I got you by an hour. Marcus, my man, got you by an hour.
Are you in an office right now? Is he in an office?
I am. I'm in my office today.
Oh, so he can't, Mike, he can't be wacky Marcus Serta at his office.
Oh, I was going to ask him to yodel.
Rob. Dick.
So, Marcus, you basically just want this conversation to be over.
No, I just wanted to provide you the information and let you guys be the funny.
Oh,
okay.
I like that.
Hey. All right, thanks.
All right, now we're going to go, Marcus. This didn't go as well as I thought it was going to go. Okay. It was going well for a little bit, and then
officer, take him back to his cell. Yes.
Shackles,
Marcus. I'm a little confused, to be honest with you. I leave this conversation with just a little confusion, but I understand you're in your office and you have to be kind of mellow. So.
Well, be well, and thank you for
be
your
well.
Time.
Hey, do you have any executive-style toys on your desk? Like swinging balls or anything?
The bird in the cup.
The teamwork poster?
Yeah.
Of everybody rowing?
Or maybe a cat hanging and says plan ahead or something like that?
Marcus, well, one last question before we've got you on the air. Would you be offended if I kind of put out... like the name Americast, it's
a brand.
It's not like trademarked or anything, is it?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
If I was to put the word out to help you, because you said you're looking for people to actually do the show to help you out, if I put the word out to our entire audience listening right now and said if there's anybody that might feel like they're into the show enough where they could do kind of a weekly, bi-weekly Americast to help you out. If I put the word out, would that be would I be overstepping or would you be okay with that?
That's absolutely your prerogative.
That's not answering the question.
Well,
is it my prerogative? Yes, of course, it's my prerogative. It's my prerogative to do anything on the network I want. It's my network. But my question is, would you be okay with that? Because I'm trying to help right now.
I would be okay with that. Yes, thank you.
Wow.
Done. There you have it. Marcus, thank you. Well, then let me just say, I will open it up to anybody that might be interested in helping out with Omericast. And Marcus, I take it you still want to do a show occasionally, right?
Absolutely. I would like to do them every week if possible, but...
But it's not really going to work. It's not really going to work that way.
What about quarterly specials?
Well, let's make him like Tim Conway used to be on Carol Burnett. We'll just bring him in when we really need the show to be great.
Or do we really need the show?
Do we?
I've been trying to cancel this show for years.
You know what? I'm not sure I want to go that far because there are people that... No, they're not. Anyway, Marcus, thank you very much.
Hey, I spend a lot of time in the car. It always helps spend the time.
You like it. I do. Rob likes it.
I do.
Even though he's the prosecutor,
I hung up on him.
Yeah. Oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
Well, that went well.
It was going well at first, and then he became a dick.
I thought he had. I thought it was the complete, hey, sorry about time, guy. Right away, it was him.
The
all
Gavin,
the things,
Gavin thing
the
really.
Yeah, which he can't help himself. Yeah, he wants that. That's what he's all about. I don't know. The jury's out.
I'm on your side now. I wanted him to continue being a part of Americast, but if we have to cancel it, let's cancel it.
I think the truth lies in the middle. Don't cancel the program. Let's just reinvent it.
A refresh?
Yes.
Dick Clark stroked out, we brought in Ryan Seacrest.
Let's bring in Ryan Seacrest.
I think Rob's idea is the best. Right. I think that we reconfigure it a little bit.
Maybe
and
a
just
Zoolander.
Have it, you know.
Because he's like Ryan Seacrest?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Well, he's the best we got. Yeah.
Coiffed I think hair. It's not anything we're going to spend a tremendous amount of time worrying
Certainly
about.
Certainly not.
We worry about doing these shows. But no, there was just kind of like a vibe that I got that was
Who's
really
another, like Merle Rogers?
I mean, I thought there was going to, you know what I wanted? I wanted a little punching back. You know what I mean? I wanted him to give us a little crap for fun.
Tell you what's what.
Well, if he'd fought with us and instead there was this. That's your prerogative.
Well, there was no sizzle. There was no passion for the project.
He didn't want to do it. Right?
No.
Does he not want to do it anymore?
The only pass I would give him is...
I'm incredibly grateful to Marcus for doing this. This has been nice for
If he's
show.
In an office with and he's in cubicles,
yes.
There's no way for his Marcus Serta to be the Sertaist in cubicles, right?
He can't be certified.
And the idea that he...
I think anytime you have a labor of love, which is fun... And then it becomes something where, it becomes a job. It's become a job for Marcus, and I completely understand. And I have nothing but gratitude for what he's done. And I think that that's terrific. But it sounds to me, am I speaking out of school? I think the guy's totally burned on it.
I really
think
we could, even in an office setting, he could have given us more passion.
It's like when they changed Aunt Viv on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Exactly.
Like... It was a different Aunt Viv,
right?
But it was still the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, right?
Absolutely. Do you know? Who could really save this show?
Who's that?
Dan O'Brien.
Dan O'Brien.
My God,
that's the guy.
Yes, that's a go-getter. Mm.
Yeah,
that is a go-getter.
I'll take all comers. I'll welcome anything.
I'd love to see a demo tape.
I think the important thing to point out after that conversation, whether he does it, whether he doesn't do it, whether he does it a few times, whether he does a lot of times, hey, the bottom line is, I still love Marcus.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Next.
Yes, I'm looking for a French baguette.
We don't do French baguettes. We do hoagies. Do you want a hoagie bread? 6-inch or foot long.
Which one is longer?
Well, the 6-inch is like this, and the foot long is like...
Oh, yeah, double in size. That makes sense.
And then we have our 6-foot party hoagie.
Oh, okay. Can I get 2 feet of that, please?
2 feet?
Yeah, 2 feet of the party hoagie, please.
You have to get all 6 feet, sir.
Well, maybe you just give me 2 feet of it, and you can have the rest of the 4 feet.
I'm not allowed to take gifts from clients, and I already have 2 strikes.
Okay, fine. Just give me the least complicated sub, a ham sub.
6-foot ham sandwich. Okay, that comes with a squirt.
What do you mean comes with a squirt?
We have the Italian squirt, the jalapeno squirt, the Parmesan oregano squirt, the roasted garlic squirt, the limited time yellow squirt, limited time seasonal pumpkin squirt, low-cal squirt, soy squirt, or our secret surprise squirt.
I'll try the limited time yellow squirt, please. That's nice. Can I get a pound and a half of that, please?
Sir, can we give him a pound and a half of the yellow squirt? Oh, I thought that was going to be my 3rd strike.
Where's my food?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Fiverr Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Today brought to you by Policy Genius. Life insurance means peace of mind. But where do you go to get the best prices on the best policy with the best service? PolicyGenius.com, the best online life insurance marketplace. Policy Genius has placed over $5 billion in life insurance for people like you. So they know their stuff. And they have the most accurate quotes from the top-rated, A-rated life insurance companies. Policy Genius has a simple, user-friendly website that shops and compares all the top-rated insurance companies to give you the best options. Plus, a licensed customer service team to help find you the best policy at the best price. Go to PolicyGenius.com today and save over 70% off other prices for life insurance. When life insurers compete for your business, you save money. That's PolicyGenius. PolicyGenius.com. Zero jargon, zero sales pressure, zero hassle.
No hassle, man.
Life insurance made easy. Free quotes and peace of mind. Don't wait. Go to PolicyGenius.com today. And while you're there, check out their health insurance offerings and enroll before January 31st to avoid a tax penalty. We thank you.
Good stuff.
That's a weird way to start the show, man. I got no idea.
He has a peculiar energy, does he not?
Here's the truth. This is the God's honest truth. I have always considered anyone that would come forward with such a passion for what we do that they'd want to do a show about it, I am flattered by it. With that said, in all honesty, if it's you know, something you say you're going to do, I don't know. I don't know enough about it to know whether it's important for us to keep it going or not keep it going. I thought it was fun while it lasted. I know that he's a very loyal fan of the show. He's been very good to us in the past. He can also be a bit of a handful.
He hasn't. It's Mickey'd us. I'll say that much.
No, okay? He hasn't. It's Mickey'd us.
No,
right,
he has not done that. The idea that we've been it's almost like you're only my only reference point for getting really burned is Mickey Coachella, who still has my equipment, by the way. Hi, Mickey.
Wow. That sucks, Oscar.
That's like $1,200 worth of equipment that just got
really
burned.
That really, really does suck. And, you know, look, I know Mickey's got his issues.
My personal equipment, Mickey.
So, you know, has he returned phone calls?
Oh, no. It's over. So, that being said,
he could host America.
Since I have burned...
He's got the equipment.
He's not getting the bonus show.
Since I've
listen to this clip.
I've been burned that bad, right?
Right.
Marcus Serta and how awesome he was at the holiday party, and I guess that's the context I have. Like, he's not the worst... He's not the worst girlfriend I've ever had. You know what I mean?
True.
Right.
But he's certainly
there
the most recent...
I know he's. I guess he's doing okay up in his little empire.
He's in a Cube Nation where he's got two other employees and they respect him. And then if they knew what he did for real, they would disrespect him.
That's right.
Well, you know what, Marcus, love you. Hang in there. We'll figure it out.
Figure it out.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to dwell on it anymore.
I look forward to his recap of this episode.
a sad, sad weekend. We lost a friend of the show, Tom Gavin, who anybody that's listened to me for a long period of time knows that Tom Gavin was a staple on the old Don and Mike show, and he's called our podcast, and he's called the Mike O'Mara show on the radio, and you know, the fact is that Tom was something of a unique individual like you would not believe. Tom had his challenges, but I'll tell you, there was nobody in the radio community in Washington, D.C. that did not know of Tom Gavin. Tom Gavin was persistent. I always said that if Tom had not had the mental challenges that he had, I think he would have been the CEO of a Fortune 500 company or maybe president of the United States.
True
the
enough.
Fact is that guy was so tenacious. And I think it was a week ago he left a message for Carla on the Facebook chat and said something like, "Hey, where's Charlie?" And he brought us that last moment of joy when we were listening to it. He's been on the show,
been to the live shows, even
yes,
after
been
the
to
fact.
The live shows.
Oh man,
I remember him balancing his cane on his head. It was so, and you know what? The thing about it, and I've always said this, we poked an amazing amount of fun at Tom Gavin, and I would never have been a party to it at all if I didn't think Tom Gavin was having just as much, if not more fun than we were having when we were doing that. He loved,
time of his
loved,
life.
Loved being on the radio, and he loved calling radio stations, and he loved participating in radio contests, and he loved going to live events for radio shows. And he, because of his incredible obsession with radio and radio shows in Washington, D.C., Tom Gavin was extremely well known.
Yes.
By everybody in the radio business.
Oh yeah.
And so
Casey
I got
JJ,
the news.
Oh, yeah. A staple.
I got the news, and it was so difficult to get the information because I don't have contact information for Tom, because you didn't need contact information.
He'd find you.
Tom would find you.
Absolutely. And it was just tough to get it. But it still sucked. Yep. It still felt bad. It felt sad for Tom. You know, when I got that news, it just it was unfortunate. I'm speaking completely on hearsay right now, so if I've got details wrong, my sincere apologies to his family. But I heard that Tom had some health issues and was recently in the hospital, and then passed away a couple of nights ago. I'm not sure exactly when that happened, but Tom, you will be missed. You were an original, and as far as the laughs that we got with Tom, they can't be duplicated. He was so, when we'd make him roar at the end and he want to talk to Charlie, he loved, here's the connection I have with Tom Gavin. The main character that I did for years and years and years was Charlie. Mm-hmm. I did Charlie on the old Don and Mike show. I've done Charlie for decades. Mm-hmm. I've done this character. And Tom loved that character more than anything else. Yep. And he would never call the show and not want me to do Charlie. And more often than not, Rob, I would say I probably did it for him.
Yeah, and it was always phrased the same way, Mike. Where is Charlie?
And where is Charlie? When Tom would get that that maniacal giggle going, yep, when he'd really be amused, I'd laugh just like Oscar just did. Yep, it was such a joy
as
to
a listener
that.
And for to oh, hear yeah. you guys with him, and then as I joined the program to hear him call in when he finally found the number and called in. And when we found out he was calling to KCJJ, and
I forgot he called Iowa, Phil. He called out to Steve Bridges, too.
Oh, some legendary fights on KCJJ air between him and Dennis Murphy. Wonderful stuff.
And Rob, you would speak to him like so many.
At length.
He'd call the radio station behind the scenes.
Business line, yes.
And one of the things the guys used to do and have a great time would be getting Tom to cuss off air.
Yep.
And it was so much fun for that. And Tom loved it, too. And Tom would be, I remember him handing out programs at wouldn't he go to Redskins games?
He sold
programs at Redskins games.
He was as much a part of the DC radio fabric as any other behind the scenes guy.
Well said.
And what I find sort of comforting is our last encounter with him as a show, Tom took away a victory because of my stupidity. And it's when we first put a phone line in. This is when we were still in the living room studio.
He burned us
because we called him because he had left about 75,000 messages.
God bless him,
man. And we called him back, and we did not block the number. And
blood and water.
And so he caught us dead to rights, and all for the rest of that phone line, all we heard was ring, 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 ring.
So tenacious.
And it was
the persistence was incredible.
And we finally spoke to him, and I said, Tom, how did you get this number? He says, well, when you called me, you didn't block it, with all the clarity of a television detective. And I love the fact that, you know what, one misstep on my part gave him a huge victory, and I wish him nothing but the best.
It was such a moment on the Mike O'Mara show, and it was so traumatizing to Rob Spiewak that if you look at that phone, I still have it, like in all our storage stuff. If you look at that phone, there is in silver Sharpie marker.
I remember writing it.
On the phone. Like, on the phone itself, right?
Yep.
Right.
Star 6-7.
Yep.
Gavin.
I was not happy. I was unhappy and displeased.
He got
but,
you.
But yeah, but you know what? In retrospect, good for him, good on him, and I love that he had that victory. I think that is solid as a rock.
And, you know, for all the challenges he had, and there were many, that is a man that I think did what he wanted to do with the limitations that he had, and I will tell you something. I say it all the time. The level of persistence and tenaciousness that guy had, Tom Gavin. Was he annoying? Some, of course he was. Yep. But it was Tom. I mean, I know that there were live shows that we would do where it would be, he would be as demanding as anyone else. But you know what? There is nobody that's more of an original than Tom Gavin.
True.
Safe home. Rest in peace, Tom Gavin. You are missed. I have to say that.
Yep.
You are missed. I was sad last night, and Carla came over to me. She said, "What's bugging you?" I said, "I'm sad. I'm so sad for this guy because he was such an integral part of radio."
Mm-hmm.
And it's just it seems to be going on and on a little bit, and I tell you, I have fond memories of those conversations. Some of them were more intense than others. The fights with Dennis Murphy, the calls to Charlie, and I would say Tom had about a 95% success ratio with his phone calls, because he would call in and it would always be a funny segment.
That's true.
He just he
that
couldn't help
true.
That. And we always grin when he'd call in. So rest in peace, Tom Gavin. We'll take a break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills. Lots going on over the weekend. Lots of bitching over the weekend. Not lighten up, people. We'll come back and have more fun and more thrills. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, boys. It's me, Shannon. You know, the Oscar Santana scholarship winner. Oscar just gave me another pep talk about how I need to start pulling my weight. So I'm going to help out by promoting Tech 411. It's amazing. Oscar is out right now with his Tech 411 co-host and best friend, Todd Moore. Todd's probably surfing the back plane of a router, if you catch my meaning. Anyway, tune in to Tech 411 on More Broadcasting so Oscar can become a big success and I can keep milking him dry. Buy a master's degree.
Wow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture.
Well,
if you've ever stood in front of a newsstand full of great magazines and you can't decide which one to buy, well, thanks to Texture, you don't have to decide. Texture has them all. Texture has totally reimagined magazines. It's the app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. The Texture app does more than deliver the magazine itself. It's totally searchable, so you can enjoy the articles you want to read, plus daily recommendations, exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Texture is normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now.
When?
Right now.
Okay.
At texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day free trial. Why subscribe to just a couple of magazines when you could have all of the best ones on your smartphone or tablet all the time for way less? It's the modern way to get magazine content. Plus, Texture was selected as one of Apple's top 2016 paid apps, so start your free trial right now. Right now, Texture is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading more for way less. texture.com/TMOS. It was an interesting week. I took my little break, my little 3-day getaway.
Yeah.
And hopped on a line, I think it was Friday night, and was reading a lot of people that were comparing my getaway with bonus show subscriptions and whining a little bit. There was kind of a nasty thread about that. I called Oscar and had a conversation with him about it, and I said, you know, the thing about doing this show is that we lay our lives out there for everybody to see. The good, the bad, the in-between. I have to make a really important point here, okay? The point is this. There is a business, and then there is a personal life.
Yeah.
And if you are going to write something along the lines of, I cannot support a bonus show, why do I need to support a bonus show? Because Mike is taking a 3-day weekend with his family, then I don't want you. I don't need you. I don't. It's not important. It really, really. If that's the way you process it, then we say on a daily basis on that show, TMOS listeners get it. If that is your mindset and that's how you value us and what we provide for you, you don't get it. And I'm really not interested. I really am not. I love the people that support the show. Some people go completely in the opposite direction, and it's so generous and so kind that I'm blown away, almost moved to tears by it. But then when I read certain things, it's like you're on a fan page and you're having a debate about what people on this show do with their personal lives. And it doesn't make sense. We are like anybody that runs a mom and pop store. We're running a business here. So when I get on and I'm telling you about the TMOS bonus packages, I'm doing that because it's a vital and valuable part of our business. And I don't think I can make it any clearer. There is a huge gulf and a big separation between the two. And I won't go into detail about what was done by the fan club, but there was a select group of people over the fan club this weekend that were super nice and just reached out. And I can't tell you how grateful I am for that. You know who you are. I wrote that on their fan page. And then, of course, as soon as I write that, I realize I'm being cryptic, so they're all going to be guessing. The other people on the fan page are going to be, well, what is it about? What is it? Did somebody buy you a $70 pina colada? You know, that type of stuff. And it's just like, you know. I will tell you that I love my son more than anything in the world. We are experiencing the terrible threes, the likes of which I cannot possibly describe.
And a lot of people, and Oscar, you saw your nephew over the weekend.
Yes, Sebastian.
But the thing is that the phrase that you always hear is terrible twos. But
yes,
the threes, the threes are where it's at, man. That's
cruise through
tough.
The twos.
Yeah.
We cruise through the... Now, Rob, I defer to you. You have a son. This is my first son.
Right.
I am much older having my son than when you had your son. I am trying every type of psychological manipulation.
Can't win.
Every type of, you know, I
you
go.
Can't win.
I've gone full corporal punishment.
Yeah.
I've given the tap on the bottom.
Yeah.
Doesn't work. I've gone with the bribery. Doesn't work. I've got nothing is
I
working.
I know. And here's the thing is that if I had Robert before Julia, he would have been an only child because the daughter is an easier one to raise at
Daughters
first.
Daughters are so much easier.
Really?
Yes.
They're
however.
So, Oscar, night and day.
Night and day.
Day and night. Night and day.
But it was at age three, Mike, that you will recall my son Robert uninstalled his car seat on the Dulles Toll Road at 65 miles an hour and threw his car seat at Carrie. That's what happens when they're 3 years old.
It's interesting, not nearly as significant as that.
You'll get there.
I was 75 miles an hour driving across Alligator Alley yesterday, and suddenly, side of my head, like that.
Oh, no.
A toy like McDonald's car, you know, because we fed him that good food when we were coming back. And
kids
it was just
it.
A... Oh, kids love it.
They do love it. It was toys and fries.
It's always you weigh health and getting home.
Convenient.
We opted for getting home.
Yeah.
And he was just I don't know how to describe it. It is a perpetual state of whining that is
whining
peppered,
tinged with anger.
Whining tinged with like I have to look at him and I say, you know, you want to look at him and go, what did I do? We've given you all this love.
WTF,
you a nice
son.
What the F is going on? And then I think here's what I think. His moments where he's been out of his mind the most have both involved traveling. I think it stresses him out to travel. I don't think he likes to be out of that. When he got home last night, there's a little bit, but nothing compared. He likes his routine. He likes being in his room.
Did you
he
see
likes
that?
Going to school with his friends. He does not like traveling.
Did you see evidence of that even when you had the extended stay in Maine?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, he was sitting there.
He acts out.
Yeah.
He doesn't act out. He does that shy thing, which to me is acting. I was like, say hi to your cousins, you know.
Oh, so it's like
that's
like
behind the leg. He didn't do that at two. He didn't do that at two. He's
yeah, but that's
at three.
Embarrassing. Like you want you're in front of your family. Yeah, and you're like, I got the weird kid.
Like going home and living with Mac. You don't want that.
It's just a lot of meltdowns. A lot of meltdowns where you know it's just something where He was great on the plane coming back.
That's a blessing.
I was not great on the plane coming back. In fact,
were you acting out?
I did not share it with Carla, but I woke up, I want to say at about 5 o'clock in the morning, yesterday morning, and I got on and just quietly took a look at the weather forecast at the airport. And I immediately see, high wind warning, 30 to 35 mile an hour wind gusts. Mm. And so, I would give anything to be over. I fly so much, I'd be grateful to get rid of this phobic flying. Mm. I don't want to go to a counselor for it, but we're flying over the ocean.
Sure.
Which is really the bulk of this flight. And it's a 32-minute flight. It's a 32. Yeah. Now, that's bliss for me. You're up, you're down, okay?
Yes.
But the people at the airport on the Bahamian end of things got happy. Let me tell you how they did. Let me tell you how they got happy at JetBlue.
Okay.
They came on. This is what they said. This is the quote. That they said. This is where I should have known we were doomed. They said, well, it's looking like our flight is going to be coming in from Florida, from Fort Lauderdale Airport, and it's going to be here in 10 minutes, which means we're going to be slated for an early departure today. And I looked over and I'm like, oh, early departure and a half-hour flight? This is great. This is like not even flying.
Right.
This is going to be over. So we get on the airplane, and they don't board on time, first of all. So they lied about that. They didn't lie about it. They got happy is what they did. They got happy and made an announcement, and it didn't happen. So we get on late, and then we sit on the airport for 5 minutes.
On the tarmac?
On the tarmac, 10 minutes. 15, 20.
L.
25, 30, 35 minutes.
On the tarmac, finally, longer than the flight.
Yes, longer than the flight. Pilot gets on and goes,
we have a problem with the manifest. It seems that there's some paperwork, and, of course, it is an international flight, technically, which means we have to make sure the paperwork is straight together. And it gets off and I look over at Carl, and I go, what? What did he say? What did he say? I don't get it.
Still, the way I got asked a flight attendant mid-flight about what it was, apparently somebody didn't want to fly. Someone did not want to fly on the plane, and it caused an entire
storm. They were acting out.
We fly low enough because it's a short flight.
Yeah.
Where I look down, and I am looking at something that you would see on the Weather Channel with the waves. I am looking at waves, and I'm just like going, white caps like you wouldn't believe. And it seemed, but it's smooth. At the altitude we're at, it's smooth.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
looking like it's okay. And then you make the descent, and that's why planes fly high, because they want to get out of that weather. When you get down to that low, I'm sure you guys have flown. You know that feeling when you just feel like the plane is being tugged in a sideways direction?
You feel like the plane is not in control.
Like the triangle's got you.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Bermuda Triangle's got us.
Right into the abyss.
It was so different. I mean, it's amazing to think a half an hour could make that big a difference in weather systems. But that, this is what the country's experiencing now with the horrible weather.
Quick sidebar. Do we have time? I'm somewhere.
Sure, good. We're good.
So,
We flew too this weekend.
Yeah, but my flight was, if anything, getting to Boston was much easier than it ever was.
Oh, it was wicked
10
easy.
10 years ago, right? Wicked easy.
It's a great short flight.
And I got a chance to see my nephew Sebastian, and he's awesome, and it's solid. It's confirmation that I'm not ready to have kids because he's 2 months old.
We've said this
and
being all along.
2 months old, they're nothing. You put them in a basket and leave them there.
I am terrified that I'm on my watch. It's curtains, right? So
curtains.
I'm just trying to keep them alive.
Sebastian,
let's take a break. I want to hear about Oscar's trip too, because mine. That's pretty much it. That's it. Listeners bitched about me going away. I went away. I drank a little more than I should have one night. A babysitter, and other than that, I want to hear about Oscar going to Boston. Okay. And thanks to the TMOS fan club.
Yeah, they're great.
You know who you are. We will take a break and come back. I want to hear about Boston and Oscar never wanting children when we come back.
Rob Mayer here to promote Patreon, a new way to support the Rob and Joe show. Joe doesn't really care enough about the show, so he left. But Rob Spiewak is here with Oscar Santana to help promote the Rob and Joe show that Joe won't promote.
It's a workshop for being Joe from Rob and Joe. This is Joe caring about the show.
Okay, this is the first.
Yeah, whatever. Patreon, I don't know, get on the web and then give us some money and we'll do a show.
I don't know. I would have stuck around, but it wasn't worth my time. I'm going to do a Kickstarter to see if I get enough money to talk about Patreon.
If I get enough money, maybe I'll go to the doctor to get this cough out of the way.
Well, I'm sold. That's patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show. patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show. You get a bonus show. It's actually only $5 a month. But if you give $1,000, I will murder Joe live on the air.
Great impression.
Joe, is that you?
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Amazon.com, the be-all, end-all shopping experience. Think of it. One website, accessible from anywhere, that sells everything you want. Never waste time, never waste money. Just go straight to Amazon and access it through the Amazon portal, ours, that's on MikeO'MaraShow.com. The TMOS Amazon portal is for consumers
in the know.
Do yourself a favor. Shop Amazon. It doesn't cost any extra, and it is the best and easiest way for you to support your friends here at TMOS. If you need it or want it, Amazon has it, and they will bring it right to your door.
Right to your
that
door.
That just sounds funny. They can bring, you order it, they bring it to you.
That's how it works.
Sounds like Dudley Moore and Arthur. Is that great? You order Amazon. Bit of it. Isn't Amazon the greatest? You order it, and they bring it to you.
Where's the rest of this moose?
Where's the rest? Enough about the moose, Arthur. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. Thank you kindly. And now back to TMOS, already in progress. Oscar, I took your advice over the weekend.
What? What'd you did?
He told me not to get happy. He told me to be careful. He told me to be mindful.
Yes. And were you mindful?
You're damn right I was.
Atta boy.
Yeah, big win. Big win. Big win.
We had a wonderful, it's a beautiful island. It's a beautiful place to be, and it's a half an hour from where I live. One of the differences living down here,
sure,
where you can access places, a bit of a drive to get over there, but then once you get the drive, it's kind of, I was obsessed with the fact that it was a 35-minute flight to get to where we need.
You get to the Bahamas cool in me. The same amount of time it takes me to get to, say, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
I mean, if you really...
Both great destinations.
Yeah.
That's a solid comparison. It really is. Wings.
Oh, my God.
Jerky.
Oh, my God. If you ever told me anything that makes me think, thank you for moving, Michael. Thank you. You're welcome, Mike. Yes, Mike. Thank you. Anyway, your flight, how long is the flight to Boston is basically 2 hours from
no,
DC,
it's
right?
Shorter than that.
An hour and 15, 45? Hour and 15, 40, I would say an hour and 15.
Did you take two. The shuttle? Is the shuttle still a thing?
It's whatever it was I got on. My brother paid for it all. So full disclosure.
Okay,
like, yes.
Oh, your brother's so cool to fly you up and do that. And so it's about an hour and a half if you average it out. Quicker to get up than to get back, especially with the headphones.
I went up Friday and came back Saturday. That's how much, my brother wanted me to see his my nephew, and I wanted to
see... That's a quickie trip.
Yes.
How come you didn't stay overnight Saturday
night? Well, my fiance's still there, but...
Oh, Shannon.
I had made a commitment to our colleague and friend Dominique Foxworth to help him out on Sundays, so...
You are a worker bee, my friend. You are a worker bee. Oh, way to go.
When
that's
I told,
very nice of you.
When I told my brother, I was like, look, I can go up for one day. He said, done. I just want you to
see
Sebastian.
Did he agree a little too quick?
No. For him, and just for some context, my sister's oldest, my brother's middle child, I'm the youngest. And for my sister and my brother, and for my sister's kids, I remember seeing them when they were infants.
Sure.
And I felt like as technology has really paved the way, that I was seeing my nephew Sebastian for the first time on FaceTime, but I wasn't there. Like, it made me miss him more and more and
you
more
wanna
and
get
more,
up there.
Right?
You want to hold the baby. You want to be the good uncle.
Yeah.
So we race up there. He's 2 months old.
Look at Pony chuckle. See, Pony not relating to that at all.
Smell great.
Babies do smell great.
There's nothing like the good smell of babies smell great.
Oh, no,
the
no.
The bad smell of babies do not. Muconium, the little that comes out there, is not great.
Dark
is
pitch, good. Mike.
Vomit does not, does not smell.
Vomit is bad. Yeah.
But like a freshly like powdered little baby is
a clean
just,
baby.
Smell the head,
I still
man.
Like when my kid smells good now. My kid, by the way, at 3 has not moved into stinky land.
Sure.
Yet. When does that happen?
11.
About 5 or 6?
No,
or
no. They will start to smell progressively, but 11 is the magic number.
That's when they 11. Really start to stink
when
like
you,
boys.
When he says, go to your room and stay there and lock it.
Okay. So you got a chance to see your nephew for the Sebastian, baby Sebastian.
Yeah, and I had, I wanted to put in as much FaceTime as possible. And with a baby, it's not FaceTime, it's more shoulder time because they're just, you're holding them, right?
Like, yeah, little, they can't even focus
on like,
you.
They're like glowworms. For those of you without kids, they are glowworms that you have to keep alive.
Yeah, but don't squeeze them. They don't light up.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Can I ask you this? Because at this stage, 2 months old, this is cute little hold baby. So you're saying this turned you off to the idea of having children? I mean, even
I'm not ready, Mike. I'm not ready. I'm not,
you're not ready to have an infant.
Because I'm too selfish to understand.
That'll back up.
But we all knew this. We knew this going in.
Yes. I am too selfish with my time. Like, I just got into PC gaming. I got to get that mastered.
Tomorrow I want to talk about that because I want to figure
and
that out.
It really, as I sat there.
How are your baby holding skills? Do you have mad baby holding skills?
No.
Are you terrified to hold the baby?
Well, I don't want to hurt the baby either, right?
And well, by that's a good trait.
Can they come out with looser necks?
Seriously.
Please.
Work on that.
Yeah. A little toning of the necks, God, please.
Scary,
or whoever puts the baby together.
Sebastian has no core strength.
Yes.
Looks like he's flipping broken.
Soft skulls.
And you got to hold that head. And if you don't hold that head, God forbid.
You don't
want
to put your thumb in the wrong place on the baby's head.
I hate soft spot jokes. Quit it.
Soft spot jokes, Ed.
Worse.
Really?
But that's all babies, and I remember
certain parts of that baby's head are just like that little film that you get across pudding.
Oh, God!
I'm doing this just for Rob. So I'm doing this just for
my
Rob.
My niece and nephew were as like, I guess, Gumby as Sebastian is, right?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And I remember...
Don't let the jelly come out of the donut. Yeah.
I remember holding them, but it wasn't as intimidating. And maybe because I was younger and I didn't have a care in the world.
Could be. Were they older or were they still the same age?
They were the same. They were two or three months.
This is on you. You were stupider then.
If you're
holding the baby's head, avoid that part of the top of the head that feels like a balloon.
Oh,
I don't even know what that feels like,
He's
Mike.
Talking about a soft spot of the baby's head. The crown of the skull has not sealed yet.
So okay. See,
and it really... We found something that really bugs Rob.
It
so
is.
I'm gonna keep doing
the worst. Right. The notion
if
of it.
Really, like if you were to squeeze too hard, you might, you know. No, God forbid that would ever.
Rob Spiewak's getting the heebie-jeebies here in the studio.
Oh man,
it bugs me too. To be honest with you, I got like goosebumps when I'm doing this shtick. But it's
you know
fun
what? Thank you
Rob
for
react.
Thank you for giving in though, and really putting yourself out there.
I go through 1, 2, 3 feedings and nap times. So like, I want to.
For him or for you?
For for him.
Okay, good.
And by the way, Friday afternoon, you
Yes, right? And I remember going to bed because, by the way, babies don't sleep that long. I don't know what their deal is.
They don't.
And
they sleep in spurts.
And I told my brother, I said, I want as much FaceTime as possible. He said, all right, like, just let you
know.
When
they asked you to hold the baby, did you answer it like Marcus Sturter and say, that's your prerogative?
No, I reached out to hold the baby
every
time.
Still thinking about that from the beginning of the show.
And I fed him with the bottle, and I burped him, but it's just, I'm terrified. And even when he's a little burrito and he can't move and you're holding him. And
you swaddle him?
It's the sweetest thing in the world.
That's cute, your little burrito. My little burrito's the best.
Yeah. I don't know, it's a little racist, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
My little burrito.
El Spato de Softo.
And he is, like, I don't want anybody to be really confused here. Like, I love this little kid. Like, I love him so much, right?
Oh, that's
you're
a good
uncle. And your fiance is still up there in
Boston?
And she's
still
up.
Like, we're in love with this baby. So it's one of those feelings that you wish you lived in Boston to help them out and hang
visit,
out with the baby more.
By the way, it's not going to really be your choice. If she's up there right now and she's hanging with the baby and you're not there, she's falling in love with that baby every day, even more. And women want babies.
They do.
Women like babies.
They're crazy for them.
And then when you...
Even more than diamonds and furs.
And when you open up...
They want babies. I offered them chocolates and nylons.
They want babies.
They want babies.
Little babies. Mine wanted a baby and I'm old.
And when you open up the burrito, they stretch out.
Yeah.
Like the little arms stretching out. That's the awesome part, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
The scary part is that these little kids, they can't do anything for themselves.
Yeah.
Right? And then
you get this guy, everyone listening, that a 2 month old is virtually unable to take care of itself.
Yeah.
Just so it's in the Spock book.
And then my brother.
Hey, it won't be long before the baby will be three, and then you'll be traveling with somebody that belongs in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Like my little guy. Really, just a couple of times in the hotel room going, I wanna. Like talking gibberish. They say, what are you doing? What's that, your special language? And he comes over to Daddy and he goes, I said, that hurts, Daddy. That hurts, Daddy. You're hitting Daddy's arm. And it's like, that hurts, Daddy. And he kind of looks at you with that blank, yes, I will kill you.
Yeah, huh? Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Crazy. Back to your seat, Norman.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So, but overall, I'm glad I had a chance to get up and,
sure,
and see Sebastian. And thank you to my brother and, of course, Shannon for even staying up. She's sending me all these pictures of them. And you guys are probably right that it won't be my choice in the long run.
Right. That's 9 months from September, because you know they're marrying in September, and after mm-hmm. they're married, they'll be able to make love.
Yeah, for the first
just
time.
Just a question of his libido. That's the he's kind of got that going for him. He's got that going for him. You know?
I'm good
just
right now.
Just got to get him really lubed up one night and just do something really nasty.
Summertime,
like,
baby.
She's got to stage something that's like something that he would see on one of his computer screens.
Oh, my God. Oscar, get on the bus, Oscar. What?
Look at my mustache.
They pick him up at work in a van.
Hi, baby.
That'll be baby time.
What would you do for $60?
Speaking of flights, yes. On the way back,
yes.
I remember, I think I told Dominique off air, because I'm not on air on your show, that's his program, and I said, you know, I was sitting on the tarmac forever. He goes, that reminds me of a time. And he mentioned the story on air during the NFL season when he was playing for the Broncos, that there was a blizzard that had come into Denver. And they said that they had to get to the airport for their charter to get to the next game.
Mm-hmm.
And he remembers that they used to go to like a private gate for the Broncos.
Yeah.
And because they have a private charter jet for the NFL teams. But this time they had to go through the airport, and he saw people sleeping in the airport. Like, they had been there for a few days.
Right.
Right.
And he wondered, like, WTF, like, what are we doing here? What, because NFL doesn't stop, Mike, what they end up doing in cases like that is they have plows that plow the runway in front of the charter jet as they're taking off.
So in other words, they make an exception for their charter that does not apply to the rest of the service at the airport, so they can fly out, but the people, so they can risk life and limb for the NFL teams, but the people that are flying like the regular Joe aircraft to get back to New York can't fly.
Is it the reverse that you're, so he's walking through the airport, seeing people sleeping in the airport. They, instead of a gate, the arm that comes out for the gate, what is that called?
The jetway.
Okay, yeah.
They have to walk down on the runway, and they see the plane being de-iced, right? It's being de-iced.
Oh, see, right before they get on, that's a nice trick.
And then, but they have to plow the runway, like in a movie, in front of the jet. So they have all these plows.
Well, not when the jet is taking off, because if they did that, they probably would hit the plow.
Sucked through the plane. Yeah.
No,
that's
I agree, but he said as...
They plow it and then they get out of the way.
Yes.
You make it sound like, you know, there's some guy, you know, Vinny who runs the snowplow at the airport is going, faster, Tony! Faster!
But
they're gaining on us, for God's sake!
I guess the point of the story is this. A, you can get out if you got to get out. B, what would you do in that situation? Would you not get on that plane and say, look, this is probably dangerous if no one else is flying?
See, I'm a phobic flyer, but I get on the plane anyway, even when the circumstances are really scary. I did it in Boston when my mom was passing away, and we had horrible weather. I don't know how we got out. I'm not worried about flying out. It's when you hear the
landing.
Weather's on the other end when you're flying it. Landing has become my moment now. I've gone takeoffs. I'm a little nervous. Landings just plain suck, especially when I'm next to Charles Manson, the 3-year-old Charles Manson in the sea. That's going, daddy, 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 daddy.
But I like the notion of the plow right in front of the plane, Mike. Professional athletes, they're just like us.
That's right. Absolutely. They're going to get them out. The Broncos are behind us. Come on. Faster, faster, faster. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey there, this is Katie. This week we have a special in-studio CNC to discuss the Women's March on Washington and around the world. Tune in for a recap of my incredible day on the mall with the one and only Julia Spiewak.
Cake and cookies. Rob.
and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Tomorrow, I want to hear about your daughter in peaceful protest, too.
Awesome.
I'd like to hear about
like
that.
Like to talk
That's
about it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our trip to New Orleans. We're excited. You heard right. The Mike O'Mara Show is headed to New Orleans Saturday, November 4th, 2017. The Mike O'Mara Show live. It's the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana, for one show only. There are a limited number of seats available, so get your tickets right now. We've let you know with plenty of time so you can make your arrangements to get there. Oscar Santana will have more information
yes.
coming about packages that you can get to New Orleans. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the banner that says TMOS Live New Orleans, Saturday, November 4th, 2017 at 8 p.m. Don't miss this historic live event. Music, fun, laughs, surprises. Stay tuned for more details, but buy your tickets now. The Mike O'Mara Show live in New Orleans, Louisiana. What is that thing you say?
Oh, they say down there. Menage a trois? No. They always say, if you want to go, it's your prerogative. Laissez les bons temps rouler!
That's fantastic, and we want to see. We will see you there.
News.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are having issues. That's why I'm leading, because it's so beautifully negativo. Well, apparently it's because of the French.
Really?
As long as I can remember the French of it. Everything sounding all right?
Could you turn down your
new sounder?
Is
a little loud.
Yeah. A little loud. It blew my ears away.
Yeah, sorry about that. Everything's a little.
Well, he's got baby ears because he's been hanging with Sebastian.
Radar Online says Kim has frozen Kanye out, and it's because she's still recovering from the robbery.
Like sexually?
Sounds like it.
Oh, no.
Kim is not having sex with Kanye, there it is, right now, and he is constantly complaining about how she is never affectionate with him. But that same source says Kim may have just been using Kanye all along. Quote, it seems to some of their inner circle that Kim wanted Kanye for what he could do for her career, and now she treats him like crap.
Wow.
Here's more of the quote. It almost seems like she thinks that it does not matter what she does because he will stick by her no matter what. It looks like this is going to end badly.
Oh.
Speculation, but fun.
I love the notion of him saying, come be affectionate with me.
Don't they have to have south and east before the marriage is over?
Oh, yeah, they have to have all the cardinal directions.
Yeah,
they have to cover the compass. They do. New England is going back to the Super Bowl after, by the way, we can get a chance to
two
talk about
lousy
it.
Games.
Oh, God.
The worst.
Come on. This is the championship. Yeah, can Pittsburgh really? I mean, and Green Bay, really? That was the effort?
Yeah.
How about a little defense? Just a little bit. Well, anyway, New England is going back to the Super Bowl after easily defeating Pittsburgh 36-17. And as usual, there are always conspiracy theories of cheating when the Patriots are involved. I'm sorry, not having any of them. I'll read it to you,
okay.
But I'm not buying it. The Patriots just crushed them. Last week, there was a rumor that they'd somehow swabbed the Steelers' locker room with flu virus.
Mm-hmm.
I love the conspiracy theories about the Patriots.
I love using the word swab as a verb.
Now
let's go swab the locker room. Yeah.
This is the truth, though. Somebody did pull the fire alarm at the Steelers hotel at 3:40 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
the night before the game. The 25-year-old man who pulled the alarm was caught, arrested, and charged with disorderly conduct, and he supposedly had no connection to the team other than being a fan, I guess, of the Patriots.
Yeah, yeah.
This'll fix him. You know,
hammered.
He was released on $100 bail. This will be Tom Brady's 7th Super Bowl appearance in 16 years. That's a pretty good ratio. He's 1-4. By the way, Tom also got some attention off the field on the sideline for blowing snot out of his nose.
That was great. And that's called a farmer's knot, Mike.
And yes, and wearing a hilarious gigantic coat. The Patriots will play the Atlanta Falcons in Super Bowl 51 in 2 weeks. The Falcons were incredibly impressive yesterday.
Oh, it was like a video game, Mike. It was like a video game.
Disassembly.
I think, based on the blowout factor with the Falcons, I think it might be a very good Super Bowl. Might be a competitive game, but I don't know.
Hey, and what about that Lady Gaga?
Yes.
She'll be something again.
Thanks, sportsman. Yes, yes.
Well, what I wanted to add is, even if you were going to gamble on this game, both teams, like, it doesn't make sense to gamble on this game because both teams have such great odds of winning.
Do you know what the line is? Have they put the line out yet for the game?
I think it was at...
It's got to be almost even.
Yeah, it was almost even. I think it was at 3 points yesterday, but it might have moved by now.
All right.
But it's 3.5. I'm sorry, 3 and a hook, as they would say.
I would say that based on hitting a strike, much more relevant in baseball than it is football, where teams can get on a groove offensively.
Right on.
You've got both teams that seem to be hitting on all eight right now, and I think hopefully, let's keep our fingers crossed. I'd love to see. That's all we want.
Just a right good now. Game, please.
Especially when it's Atlanta and New England. I'd like to see a good game. I really would. And by the way, half my family up there, you know, now Patriots fans. I'm still a Giants fan. So
and the other half of your family living in Atlanta.
Thank you. People have been saying for like a decade now that books are dead and they're going to be replaced by the Kindle or, you know, we'd like to say texture. Well, that's magazines. Yeah. And it looks like they were right. According to a study, 10% of people said they don't own a single book.
No books?
Makes sense to me. With
sad
America,
though. It's so
where
sad.
We are and where we are.
Unless we're reading
right
digital books, I like a real book. I used to thought I thought I was a digital guy,
yep,
but I
so
like the tangible of nature of holding
like
a book.
Like the tangible too. Book, like yeah. turning the page in, like putting a bookmark in there. For people under 24, that jumps up to 20%. The study was just for books you physically had in your home, so ebooks don't count. So, what do we own? Gadgets and lots of them. The average person has more than 8 things linked to the internet, including computers, phones, tablets, video, game consoles, and everything else. So we have gadgets, we don't have books, and that might be where we
Mike,
are.
Mike,
every person should own a copy of the Holy Bible.
Thank you, Rob.
A digital
Thank
copy.
You very much. Rob gave me one. Gave me a Bible.
Oh, that's very
he
sweet.
He burst into flames.
When it got through the door.
It burns! The line is 3.
Wow.
So, in
Patriots?
Favor, Patriots, 3. By 3. Mm-hmm.
Might lay down a little. No,
it's a fool's bet, Mike. Fool's
no,
bet.
You can't win it. Even if you win, you lose.
Yeah, even if you win, it's not worth the risk.
I'm going to bet on the Falcons.
Bet on the coin flip.
Yeah, it is a fool's bet. There's
no
odds.
Prop bets that you have a better odds on a prop.
I'll say I'll bet a prop bet that Tom Brady will blow snot out of his nose again.
Winner.
If you've got a teenager whose room is legitimate squalor and you're wondering how they live like that, here's one answer: they don't mind the horrible odor because they literally don't smell the horrible odor. A new study out of Denmark. That's interesting that they did it in Denmark. They found that teenagers, Rob Spiewak, were less likely than any other age group to recognize the scent of sweat and body odor. The researchers say that could be why their rooms smell, basically because they get used to the scent before they even fully recognize and realize that it's bad.
I know this about a 13-year-old American boy. They are totally immune to the scent of Axe body spray.
I smelled that. Got that in the hotel.
Get in the car, and it's like roll down the flipping windows.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm going to go even
so
with
much.
Like upper 20s, maybe early 30s. We got an elevator ride. Like we were coming back from dinner, and I think these people were running up to their room to get stuff because they were dressed for the evening out.
Right.
Oh my God, poo tinky. Teenagers were also the least likely to recognize the scent of soap. So what can they smell? Food, and not healthy food. Teenagers were more likely than adults to recognize the scent of Coke, ketchup, cookies, cotton candy, marshmallows, and candy bars.
What does a marshmallow smell like? It has no appreciable odor. However, you cook bacon, they come running.
Bacon. The new M. Night Shyamalan movie, Split, was a surprise success at the box office over the weekend, taking in $40.2 million. It was expected to bring in about half that. Another new movie, Triple X, The Return of Xander Cage, finished second with $20 million. I'm not going to the movies anytime soon. Thank you very much.
Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
Hold on, Max got a tip in. Show killer. Hold on a second.
Yes, go ahead, Max. What is it? I'm at the end of my... I'm reading my kicker. This better be good.
I was just going to suggest The Founder. The Founder was a very good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Keaton. About McDonald's.
The founder.
Yeah.
Mike. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the one, hold on. That's the one.
About McDonald's.
Michael Keaton.
Yes.
Right?
Michael Keaton, yes. Mm-hmm.
How would you, on a scale of 5 max, what do you give it on a scale of 5 max?
About 4.5.
4.5.
That's because it's a Big Mac.
Large Mac. Mrs. O'Mara is into that. I mean, you know what? Mac is okay with that. That was fine. I didn't mean to yell at you. Sorry. It's late in the day. A 30-year-old, now a little something something, a 30-year-old woman named Brandy Harden went to a Walmart.
Yeah. All right. Maddie's here. Relax.
She went to a Walmart in, let me look at the map. What state is that Walmart in? It says it's Lake City. Where's Lake City?
Land of Lakes?
Is that a northern city?
That's right. Florida.
Oh! Yeah.
She went on the 14th and tried to pay for her stuff with five $20 bills. that were actual photocopies. That's how she tried to counterfeit the $20.
These laser printers, Mike.
The brilliant cashier called her out on it, and Brandy ran out of the store.
Wait a minute.
She might have gotten away with her mediocre attempt at amateur counterfeiting if she only could have resisted the temptation not to do it again at Applebee's.
Oh, no.
2 days later...
Florida Applebee's?
Good she place. Went to a Florida Applebee's in Lake City and used the same photocopy bills to try to pay. She took off running again when she got called out on it, but she left her cell phone behind.
Yeah, she did.
The cops used it to track her down easily. And she was arrested for possession of counterfeit bills. And, well, since it's Monday, it leads us to today's Florida slogan of the day.
This is great because this is a brand new slogan for that state. Yeah.
Florida, for every one palm tree, there are at least two idiots. Enjoy. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. The state that I live in. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault. Rob Spiewak, the little sounds coming up.
A study shows that women who routinely drank moderate amounts of alcohol...
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's your prerogative
to
stop it.
Bonus packages. What a wonderful time to be a podcasting enthusiast. Tis truly podcasting's golden age. Tis time for the 2017... That one's growing on me, boys. I'll be honest with you.
What's that?
That little segment's growing on me. Yeah. It's not getting better for him. I'm real sorry, but it's not.
No.
I'm thinking about it as
we'll
we speak.
See. Let it gel.
Just time for the 2017.
Sleep on.
Nah, won't matter. It'll get worse for him. The 2017 TMOS bonus package, now more than ever. Have you not heard of the bonus package? Open your ears, jackass. You see, each week we record a sixth episode of the show. It's uncensored, commercial-free. And it can be yours if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. You get full access to all of the 2017 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings, all waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. That's where they are or so. When you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get it done. For only pennies a day, you can live like Mr. Big Shot.
Hey, Mr. Big Shot.
The TMOS bonus package. Order it right now. Without further ado, I don't want to play this too loudly.
Thank you.
How's that?
Perfect.
Is that okay? Time for Rob's Little Sounds.
Now, this is I found this last night. It was sent to me by a listener. This is pretty incredible. A lot of hotels were packed because of all the protests and marching that happened across the world this weekend.
Should have rented out my home. Big dummy.
Did you
dummy.
See the one, did you see the one in Boston? Did you see my
sister?
Yes, huge. My sister, my nephew, my brother-in-law, and little baby Amelia, another little baby, were up in the big thing, protest thing up in Boston.
So now, my brother said, should we go down there? I said, don't have time for that.
In Austin.
Not you, pal.
Well, no, I got to take care of my nephew.
Sure.
I know.
In Anaheim, Mike.
Man, what were they doing? Really?
Sold out hotel in Anaheim, and they had a lounge performer who was basically a guy with an acoustic guitar singing in the lounge or the lobby of the hotel, right?
Nothing like lounge performer.
Well, here's the deal. This guy was pretty good, and he's singing the Stevie Wonder song Superstition. Who walks in through the lobby but Stevie Wonder?
No!
The guy had no idea?
No idea, and he locks up and he apologizes.
Neither did Stevie.
He says, Stevie, I'm so sorry. I don't know the second verse. And Stevie comes on stage with him. Listen to this performance with this
Imagine
guy.
If you're in that lounge just having a little toddy and this happens.
Wow.
And what's great, if you see the video, and it's all over Facebook this morning, Stevie is whispering the guy the lyrics before he sings his lines so he can do the duet. So this is the Stevie Wonder duet already in progress. This is Stevie singing right now.
And the guy can play the guitar, which is great.
Rid me of the problem.
We got one person in this studio that's seen him live, Mr. Rob Spiewak. That's the guy, right?
Yeah.
Sad is my song. Believe in things that you don't understand.
a sweetheart. You know,
how amazing is
when,
that?
He was a great guy when we interviewed him, and what a just a beautiful human being.
What a great
stick
story,
around
too.
I want
man.
You around for a long time, Stevie.
Yeah,
okay?
It sounds
Thank
marvelous.
You.
Now, like I said, lots and lots of live news coverage this weekend, and there's nothing I like better than extended periods of live news coverage, especially when our own Fox 5 Bob Barnard is out there with crowd control and runs into a guy from the National Park Service. And here's the name that goes out twice, and Bob never calls him on it.
And while we have a minute, hey, how are you, sir? How
good,
you doing?
How are you?
Good. I don't mean to be rude, but I was walking right past you to talk to this gentleman. Sorry, I walked right by. Mike Litteris from the National Park Service.
Oh,
Mike, how are things going this morning so far?
So far, a few early glitches with some of the access points and road closures, but things that are not unexpected on a day like this. Everything's open now. Crowds are coming in, and the mall's starting to fill up.
Great. Mike, thanks very much.
Sure, Bob.
Mike Litteris of the National Park Service, guys. And you see, there's a lot of people coming in here.
Hold on. All right, no, wait. So you saw the video of it, right?
Live. Watched it live on Channel 5.
This is a cop that he's talking to?
It is a guy in a Park Service outfit. I think he's genuine, and I think he's just messing with him.
That's so he's well, wait a minute. That's the question. Is that the guy's name? Or is
it
he just
can't be
with
his
the
name. It cannot be his name.
I disagree. There's a guy that talks on WTOP once in a while. He's Michael Itteris.
Oh, so is he with the Park Service?
Not with Park Service, but it wouldn't shock me if that's a real name.
Regardless.
It's still
it's
great
television.
It's funny. Yeah, it is funny.
Funny is funny.
But nothing made me laugh this weekend harder than the tape on YouTube was called Vacuum Cleaner Meets Harmonica in Japan. And so there is a harmonica laying on the floor, and a vacuum cleaner grabs it. All right. Now, why is that so great? Because it gives us this next tape, which is called 2001, A Harmonica Odyssey.
Perfect note.
That's really awesome. Loved it. We already talked a little bit of football, but I think the real winner of the championship games last night was, of course, the owner of the Patriots, Bob Kraft, who sounded so good when he was accepting the AFC trophy. Let's go.
Now, before you do it, I'd love to do this game with you.
Yes.
Because it's been a long time
since I've had the opportunity to do Bob Kraft and talk about my team.
That's close, but you'd need to add about this much vodka, I think. Because
so he's really kind of slurring a little bit. I only do this because I remember Bob Kraft. Like
someone on Twitter said, and again, Bob Kraft said, is he hot or is he cold? And by hot, I mean drunk.
Yeah. Listen to him. I looked at the TV and I cocked my head like Linus.
For a number of reasons, all of you in the stadium understand how big this win was. But we have to go to Houston and win one.
What?
He just stopped.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And also, he has that drunken sort of mindset where he's like, well, it's good that we won, but we got to go to Houston.
Belichick stares at him like a sobriety coach.
Yeah.
Like he's like, oh, we've gone off the rails.
Yeah. That's is not awesome. Good.
And then Nance is like, oh, we got to go to Belichick quickly. So he looks at Belichick. I mean, Belichick still looks confused.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
It is a scene.
Not stay
also, the entire
it.
Staff of the match game sent congratulations to the Atlanta Falcons and their owner, Arthur Blank.
Blank.
So now, you took Michael to McDonald's over the weekend, right?
Yes.
Let's close with this. A new menu item at McDonald's. Very, very exciting.
McDonald's has announced that it will be offering two new versions of the Big Mac, one for each type of diabetes.
Best episode of Saturday Night Live this season over the weekend. If you get a chance to check it out, you really should. It's on CISO, Mike. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you. Get home, get some hot tea, crawl into bed, rest the rest of the day. Hopefully we'll have you tomorrow. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Our snail mail address is TMOS PO Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.